In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Our text today is the Gospel lesson. Please be seated. Dear Christian friends, every week at our seminary, our first and second year students gather on Mondays or Fridays to study the upcoming Sunday's Gospel lesson in the original Greek language. We call these courses Greek readings. They are not only at the heart of our curriculum, but for me, they are one of the most satisfying hours of the week. Perhaps that's because I'm a New Testament professor with a focus on the Gospels, especially Luke's Gospel, and I just love interpreting texts, especially the words of Jesus in the Gospel. But what makes this one simple hour so satisfying is that it brings together all the things I love: the study of language, the words of Jesus, theology. But it also focuses on how to preach the Gospel and what it means for pastoral theology, that is, what it means for life, real life, real life in Christ. And whenever we study John, it's always especially exciting for me because John is less known to me than the other Gospels, since he's not one of the Gospels that summarize Jesus' life like Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So it's always new and it's always fresh. It's also because Jesus speaks in John in cryptic, mysterious sayings. What does Jesus mean when he says, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. And now today, I am the vine, the true one." Mysteries all, even the good shepherd from last week, is a mystery if you think about it. One of the reasons I teach New Testament, I teach texts, is that I love words. I was an English major in college. So instead of interpreting novels as I did then, now I interpret the words of Jesus. So when I teach a class, I look carefully at the language, the words the evangelist John uses to record Jesus' teaching about himself as the vine. So here's a little data from today's gospel and what I learned from the data, and you're welcome to verify this, if you wish, by looking at the gospel lesson. First, Jesus uses "I am" twice. At the beginning of the two sections of the gospel, he says, "I am the vine, the true one, and my Father is the vine dresser." And then a few verses later, he says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." The vine dresser prunes the branches of the vine. And the word for prune is really the word for cleanse. So here's what I think this means. The Father, the vine dresser, prunes us, the branches, that are connected to the Son, the vine, so that we might bear fruit. And fruit is used 6 times, 3 times, in the first 2 verses. Secondly, today's gospel begins with Jesus saying, "My Father is the vine dresser," and it ends by saying, "In this, my Father is glorified." In the Greek language, we call this an inclusio, or a frame, or even more perhaps simpler, it's a sandwich, beginning and ending in the same way. The Father forms the outside, the frame. And what I want to know when I read this is the meaning of in this that glorifies the Father. Finally, and for me most importantly, Jesus uses the expression in me, referring to himself, 6 times, and the expression in you 3 times to refer to us. And he uses the word abide 7 times in 8 verses. That's extraordinary. And that's one of the reasons why I entitled this sermon, In Christ, because Jesus says it 6 times. So perhaps you're saying to yourself now, so what? Why does this matter? In 35 years of pastoral ministry, most of them teaching young men to be pastors, and since 2003, young women to be deaconesses, this much I know is true. That all of us come to Jesus lonely and unloved. All of us. No exceptions. We are all like sheep without a shepherd. All of us need to be connected to Jesus the vine, to be in Christ and to have him be in me. Me in Christ and Christ in me. And what that means is we crave communion, fellowship, union, community. To abide in him and him to abide in us, only then are we able to know that we are loved by the Good Shepherd who has given his life for us, laying it down for us as his sheep. Only then, when we are in Christ, are we no longer alone. To abide in Christ is to abide in his love, as Jesus says. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And you, Jesus says, are my friends, if you do what I command. And what is his command? That you love one another as he has loved you. To love one another as Jesus has loved us is to bear fruit. And if you are not loving, well, Jesus will prune you. He will cleanse you. And he will do it by the word that he speaks to you. And that is a living word, the living voice of Jesus that always accomplishes what it says. And that's why you're here today, whether you realize it or not. You're here because you are lonely and unloved. You're here to be connected to Jesus, to hear his living voice, to be joined to his body by eating his body and drinking his blood. You are here to be joined to the body of Christ, his church, by being here in him through his voice and through his supper. In my study at the seminary, there is an icon that I have right to the right of my desk from a monastery in, of all places, Transylvania, Romania. And it happens to be where my mother's German Lutheran relatives are from. It was an ordination gift from a very dear friend. In this icon, Jesus is sitting what looks like a table, but maybe it's a tomb. And coming out of his side is a vine. And it goes around him, and there's a cross behind him, and that vine wraps around the cross, And you can see that it's full of grapes, and there's a huge bunch of grapes that ends up in his hands. And he is squeezing those grapes into a cup, into a chalice. The wine that is produced from the grapes of the vine coming from Jesus' side is his blood, the very blood we receive in Holy Communion. Until I saw that icon, I had never thought of Jesus the vine as an image of the Lord's Supper. It is only in John's Gospel that we learn that Jesus' side is pierced with a spear, and that at once, John says, there came out water and blood. John himself bore witness to this. And as he says, his testimony is true. Jesus comes through water and blood. The water of his baptism and the blood from his bloody bath on the cross. Water and blood that now cleanse us, prune us through our own baptisms and our own communions with him in his death, in his body and blood. The name of this icon is Jesus, the life of all life. And this is how Jesus gives us life, by abiding in us and we in him, by water and blood. A fleshly communion, we branches eternally engrafted to his vine, a vine that bears much fruit. And in this, that is, in this abiding in Christ the vine and he in us, the Father is glorified. We bear fruit by our union with Christ the true vine, and by this we prove to be his disciples. In Christ and Christ in you. Our flesh in Christ and his flesh in us. The greatest mystery of all. The mystery of union with Christ. Eating his body and drinking his blood, tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, so good that he forgives sinners like you and me. That's the only cleansing that matters. That's what it means to be in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.